Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. Daniel Eloff is a writer, he's a lecturer and attorney at Hunter Spiss. There's been a lot of conversations around the vaccination program, the vaccination policies, and there has also been a proposal to make the whole process BEE compliant. We want to talk about that. A very good morning, Daniel Eloff. Thank you for joining us as you always do. How are you?
Fine, thanks, and yourself, Howard.
Very good, thank you. Right, so can you just explain to us what the current situation is with regard to vaccinations, the rollout, the implementation plan?
Well, so I think the first thing to say is that the rollout has started quite slow. Government's behind its own vaccination targets, and at this rate, it will take 40 years to vaccinate the entire population if government continues with its current speed of vaccinating the South African population. So that's sort of the background of the entire case and why AfriForum went to court. So at the moment, as we know, all aspects of South African life is, and especially public procurement, is subject to BE requirements. And so too the vaccination process, including the acquiring of vaccines, the distribution of vaccines, and actually dispensing vaccines. They're all subject to what we call preferential procurement. And in South Africa, there's the Preferential Procurement Act, which is actually under scrutiny at the moment. The constitutionality of some of the pre-qualification criteria is before the Constitutional Court next week on Tuesday. Right. So we'll be keeping a close eye on that as well. But regarding vaccines, all vaccination programs are subject to BEE requirements, and AfriForum went to court to exempt the distribution of vaccines from BEE requirements to try to expedite the process so that we can actually reach our target of vaccinating 40 million South Africans within a 12-month period.
Why would they not? I mean, so many issues and so many things have been suspended in terms of normal regulations in order to get the vaccinations, to get vaccines out there as quickly as possible, which, as you've rightly said, has not happened to date. Why would we risk slowing something down by implementing the BEE policy in this area? Surely, from a healthcare emergency perspective, that should have been put aside.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the argument that AfriForum raises. And I think the interesting thing to note is in no way will AfriForum, you know, commercially or financially gain from this exemption. I mean, they're not in the pharmaceutical industry. They're not a logistics company. They're a civil rights organization. So they really just come here in the broader South African public interest to try to get as many South Africans vaccinated as soon as possible. A government's position is simply, well, AfriForum aren't allowed to ask for this exemption. They don't have any standing to make this request. And then secondly, that it should, you know, it should be there. That's the status quo, and it should be maintained. However, the Preferential Procurement Act allows for these type of exemptions to exempt different parts of the economy from BE requirements if it's in the public interest. And I mean, I can't see a more clear a case of something being in the public interest and requiring an exemption than this vaccination program.
The difficulty, I would imagine, is when you're making the argument, it's got to be on the basis that it could or will slow down the process. How do you prove something that has not yet happened, or how do you argue for something that has not yet happened? Surely that's got to be a difficulty.
Yes, indeed. So there have already been three contracts for distribution that have gone through the tender process, and they've already been granted by government. Now the challenge is three companies to if you only have three companies to ensure that the entire 40 million South African population is vaccinated, I think it's relatively fair to say we'll need more companies and there'll be more tenders. And what's interesting, if you look at these three tenders that have been awarded, there's no way for us to see how the other tenders that were rejected look. So we don't have access to that information. But what we do have access to are the tenders that were granted and the scores they received. And what's interesting about that is if you just look at those scores, you're already able to see that there were bids who were willing to do the distribution for cheaper. So meaning they would have been more economically effective or efficient in providing and distributing vaccines. However, they had lower BEE scores and therefore other companies received the tenders. So what we already know for sure is governments paying more than they could have for vaccine distribution, but that they preferred requiring BEE status or compliance from these companies. So it's really a question of two things. It's and what AfriForum wanted in court is vaccines should be distributed as cheaply as possible, and that they're not arguing that no BE compliant companies will ever get the tender. All they're saying is remove that requirement for this particular point and may the best company win, the company that's able to most cost effectively and efficiently distribute the vaccines.
Do you think that there's a chance of success?
Well, we were in court yesterday and argued the entire afternoon, so I would never say never. But as the problem with BE litigation generally is it's so ingrained within our entire society that it's really difficult to challenge the status quo. But judgment's been reserved, and we're still hopeful that we might get a good judgment.
If there's success in this regard, does it mean that there's potential, does it open the door, rather, to potentially removing a BEE requirement from other areas of South African commercial and medical life?
This case specifically just aims for an exemption for the distribution and dispensing of COVID vaccines. Nothing more, nothing less. The interesting thing is these type of exemptions have been granted previously by the Minister of Finance, and the Minister of Finance has the sole discretion to exempt different areas of industry from BEE requirements. And the Minister has done so in the past. Recently, as a couple of months ago, the KwaZulu-Natal government requested an exemption from BEE requirements because, quite ironically, they weren't happy with the fact that the Preferential Procurement Act included a broad definition right. of black South Africans, and they wanted to narrow it down to only black, meaning African-born South Africans. And there the minister decided, oh, that's fine, they'll grant the exemption so that you can narrow down the PE requirements. But for this, the minister seems unwilling to do so.
Wow, absolutely fascinating. And I do think I do think that there is, from my own understanding of it, there is mounting pressure against the argument around BEE in favor of economic growth and employment, etc. But it'll be very, very interesting to see whether this has a direct impact or not. I think that it has the potential to encourage more cases in this regard as people start to question the legitimacy of it. What's your thoughts on that?
I agree. I think I wouldn't say necessarily to open the floodgates, but I believe in incremental change, you know, slowly chipping away at something. We've seen that, you know, successfully throughout history, that's the way that, you know, big regimes have been toppled or real tangible social change came about. It wasn't, as that famous poem by T.S. Eliot says, it wasn't with a bang, but with a whimper.
Yeah.
And I think the same is true for this.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely right. Unfortunately, that is where we do have to leave it. Please keep us posted. We'd like to know exactly what is going on in this regard. Daniel Eloff, writer, lecturer, and attorney at Hunter Spiss. And, of course, talking about why AfriForum is opposing the BEE vaccination policy proposed by the Minister of Finance, Tito Mboweni.